Today's daf is Vachin Daf Pei Gimel, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis as we come to the conclusion of a very difficult Perek HaTaruvos. So the end of Perek HaTaruvos is a digression from the core sugyas of Taruvos, and it discusses the psul nichna. So we know there were many different things that could happen to a chelik of a carbon that would render the carbon possible. One of them is nichnas. So what does nichnas mean? Dam that was supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzoin that was quote unquote nichnas into the heichal or into the kodesh hakodashim. The halacha is that the dam is possible. Meaning, just like there's a psul yoytze. So if dam or basar or a murin leave the mechitzos of the azara, they go outside of the azara onto the harabayis or some other part of Yerushalayim. The halacha is that that chelik of the carbon that was yoytze would become possible. The same is true if it's nichnas, if it goes in the reverse order. If it enters, it goes closer to the kedusha. It enters the heichal, enters the kodesh hakodashim. To the extent that this dam belongs on the mizbeach hachitzoi, not on the mizbeach hapnimi, there would be a halacha of nichnas. And we saw in yesterday's daf that there's chumras and psul nichnas over psul yoytze, and there's chumras and psul yoytze over psul nichnas. A chumra that yoytze has over nichnas is that yoytze applies not only to dam but to the basar and imurim as well. A chumra that nichnas has over yoytze is the halacha of the Mishnah, and that is that if miktsas of the dam would be nichnas, according to the Chachamim, all the dam would be pasul. Whereas if miktsas of the dam was yoytze, only the miktsas that was yoytze would be pasul, but the miktsas that was not yoytze would not be pasul. Either way, so we saw a whole daf gemara with regards to the halachas of nichnas, and today's daf picks up on that note. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, "Hein lo yhuva es dama el akodesh pnima achol toichlu oisa ba kodesh kasher tzivais." So one of the two times that the Torah mentions the psul nichnas is in Parashat Shmini, in the context of Ayi ba yoyim Hashmini. It was the yoyim Chanukas Hamishkan. Nadav and Avihu passed away, Behakrivam Esh Zara Lefnei Hashem, and Aharon, because he was an Oinein, felt that although there was a Hira Shah, that he was able to eat from the Chatois that were Kodshei Shah, the Chatos Nachshon, and the special Chatos that was brought because it was Vahiba Yem Hashmini, but the Chatos that was brought because it was Rosh Chodesh, being that was Kachi Doiris, he thought the Hira Shah didn't apply. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand why he didn't eat from the Karmen Chatos. This was the mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. He didn't realize that an Oinein would not be allowed to eat from those Kachim. He got very upset at Aharon, and he told Aharon, why don't you eat from the Karmen Chatos? Is it because the dam was nichnas? It's not true. Hein lehuva is dama el hakodesh pnima. Says the Gemara Braisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes el hakodesh pnima, the fact that this dam wasn't nichnas, so he used the double lashon. He said hein lehuva is dama el hakodesh and pnima. Says the Gemara, why the double lashon? Because had it only said pnima eli ela pnima, I would have thought it means only the kodesh kadashim. That the psul nichnas is only true if the dam enters the real pnima, the kodesh hakadashim. Heichal minayim, how do you know that if it enters the heichal, the halachas the same Talmud Loimar? It says el hakodesh. So the double lashon of kodesh pnima teaches me that the psul nichnas is not only to the kodesh hakodashim, but even if the dam enters the heichal, for that alone you'd already have the psul nichnas. So you're telling me that the word kodesh means heichal, the word pnima means kodesh kodashim. So why do you have to say both? The only way to get into the kodesh hakodashim is by going through the heichal. So once you tell me that there's a psul nichnas when the dam enters the heichal, doesn't that by definition mean there's a psul nichnas if the dam entered the kodesh hakodashim? Because the way to get to the kodesh hakodashim from the azara is to go via the heichal. You walk through the ulam to the heichal to the kodesh hakodashim. So why does it have to say kodesh pinima amar rava bazev alim adazeh? You know why? Because really kodesh doesn't mean intrinsically heichal. Pnima doesn't necessarily mean kodesh kadashim. Kodesh means somewhere inside where there's more kedusha, and pnima means the same thing. Now, had it only said either kodesh or pnima, I would have assumed it meant the kodesh kadashim. It's from the double lashon that I know that it means heichal and kodesh hakadashim. So you can't ask me a kasha, let it say one. Let it say one would mean if the real definition of the word kodesh is heichal. Kodesh doesn't mean heichal. So had it only said kodesh, I would have assumed it meant kodesh kadashim. Just like had it only said pnima, I would have assumed it meant kodesh kadashim. The only way for me to know that the psul nichnas is true, whether the dam entered the heichal or the kodesh hakadashim, is by it saying kodesh pnima, says the Gemara, and there's precedence for such an idea, where the Torah says two things, where each one inherently doesn't necessarily describe what the Torah wants to say, but the Torah said two, So that from the Kray Yisera, we'll get the gist of what the Torah is trying to say. What does that mean? Maybe the Tanya will enter the Braisa. Toshav Zekonik Kinyan Oilam. Sachar Zekonik Kinyan Shonim. So the context over there is the halachas of Truma. The Torah says, V'chol Zar Lo Yechal Kodesh. We know that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. Toshav Koyen V'sachar Lo Yechal Kodesh. A bigger Kiddush is that whereas the Evet Knani of a Koyen is allowed to eat Truma, the Evet Ivri of a Koyen is not allowed to eat Truma. And the reason is because an Evet Ivri, even though he belongs to the Koyen, and the Torah says, Kinyan Kasvai, even the behemoths of a Koyen are allowed to eat Truma. But an Evet Ivri ain't Gufay Konoy on the same level, and it's for that reason the Evet Ivri of a Koyen is not allowed to eat Truma. And the Torah says, it doesn't matter if this Evet is a Toshav or if he's a Sachar. So what's a Toshav and what's a Sachar? Says the Braisa, Toshav Zeh Konoy Kinyan Oilam. A Toshav is when a person owns an Evet Ivri forever. I thought an Evet Ivri goes out after 6 years if he was a Nirtza. So if he went through the process of Nirtza, he becomes a Konui Kinyan Oil. Sachar is that Konui Kinyan Shonim. That's a regular Evet Ivri that goes after Shisei Shonim. So it says the Torah, whether he's a Nirtza or he's a regular Evet Ivri, either way, he's not allowed to eat. True. Afraid to Gemara, Yoimah Toshav, Va Yoimah Sachar. Why didn't the Torah just say Toshav? And a Nirtza doesn't eat Truma and not have to say Sachav. Ani Yoimer, Kana Kinyan Oilam, Ani Yoichel, Kana Kinyan Shonim, like Kalshkein. Madach, a Nirtza, who's Kana Kinyan Oilam to the Koye, doesn't eat Truma. Certainly, a Kana Kinyan Shonim shouldn't eat Truma either, says the Gemara, Ilu Kain. Yisi Yoimer, Toshav is a Kana Kinyan Shonim. Because had it only said Toshav, I would have assumed that the definition of Toshav is not Kana Kinyan Oilam. I would have thought that it's a Kana Kinyan Shonim. Avol Kana Kinyan Oilam, Yehe Yoichel. And therefore, maybe only a Kana Kinyan Shonim is not Oichel, but a Kana Kinyan Oilam is basach v'limid al toishav. Is that kana kinyan oilam? Is that kana kinyan shonim? The same thing. Toishav and sachar don't, by definition, they don't inherently mean kana kinyan oilam or kana kinyan shonim. They both mean evet ivri. From the fact that the Torah says two l'shoinos of evet ivri, it must be it's coming the rabbis a chiddush that I wouldn't have otherwise known. Meaning not only kana kinyan oilam, even kana kinyan shonim. It's in that very same vein when the Torah says heim lehuva esdam el akodesh penima. Kodesh doesn't mean heichal penima. Doesn't mean Kodesh Kedoshim, but they're two Lashonos of the Makim Kedusha from the double Lashon I know, not only the Kodesh Kedoshim, but the Hechel as well. But only Abaya, but Abaya asked the Kasha. He said, Bishloima Hasam, Bishloima by the Toshav and the Sachar. At the end of the day, the Torah said that a Kani Kinyan Oilam doesn't eat Truma, and a Kani Kinyan Shonim doesn't eat Truma. Now, although I know Kani Kinyan Shonim, once I know Kani Kinyan Oilam, but at the same time, it's okay for the Torah to say both. Why is it okay? Because Trey Gufin, you know, because they're two different people. And even though the Torah could have just said Nirtza, and had it said the word Nirtza, not spoken in riddles, you would have known the Idach Asi B'Kal V'Chaymer. I would have known for sure Kana Kinyan Shonim, but you find the Midah, Milsad Asi B'Kal V'Chaymer, Torah V'Kasav L'Kro. Some of the Torah will write something that I would anyways know from a Kal V'Chaymer. So Abaye said, at the end of the day, now that I know that Toshav means Kani Kinyan Oilam and Sachar means Kani Kinyan Shonim, it's okay that the Torah wrote both. Because even though I know Kani Kinyan Shonim, once I know Kani Kinyan Oilam, but Milsa the Asi Bekal V'Chaymer, Tarif Akasal Akro, Elohach, Kimin Devsel Behechel, if Naim Belofnim, my boy. But over here, Abaye said it doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, I get it. But right now, after everything, Noch Alamaisis. So I have a Pasik that tells me that if the Dam enters the Hechel, it's possible. And if the Dan enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's also possible. Says Abaye, it doesn't make sense why the Torah would say that. Because he can't get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without entering the Hechel. So why would the Torah have to say it? And you can't tell me Milsa da Asi B'Kal V'Chaymer, Tarek V'Kasav L'Akra, because it's the same thing. Once it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by definition, it entered the Hechel. So why would the Torah have to tell me the halacha that if the dam enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's possible? Torah should have just said that if the dam enters the Hechel, it's possible, and I would know. Because that if it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's possible. Not Mikal V'Chaymer, because as Ayidas, by Toshav and Sachar, it's Trey Gufininu. One is a Kana Kinyan Oilam, the other one's a Kana Kinyan Shonim. It's two different people. Now, Madach, a Kana Kinyan Oilam doesn't eat Truma when he belongs to a Kayim. Kal V'Chaymer, a Kana Kinyan Shonim. Okay, so for that, I can tell you, Milsa Dasti V'Kal V'Chaymer, Tarif Chas L'Akra. So you want to know why the Torah didn't say Nirtza, why it spoke in riddles, Toshav, Sachar, Ba'zev, Alim, and Alzev. I hear, but it's okay, because it's consistent with the midos of the Torah. Whereas over here, this isn't consistent. It makes no sense to have to tell me that if it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's possible, If the Torah already says that when it enters the Heichal, it's possible. Because you can't enter the Kodesh HaKadosh without entering the Heichal. Alam Rabbaya. So Rabbaya said, I'll explain it to you. It's possible, it is Nogeya, for the Torah to tell me that if the Dan enters the Kodesh HaKadosh, it's possible, even though I already know that if it enters the Heichal, it's possible. How so? What if you went into the Kodesh HaKadosh in a funny way? You went in Shaloi Kedarka. You went in Derech Gagin Valiyos. If you go in Kederech HaMelech the way you're supposed to go, so Enoch and Ami. But if you went in a funny way, so over there you didn't go through the Heichel. So Kedai Techamina, maybe the Psul is only in the Heichel. Maybe there's no Psul in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kamash Malone, like Kodesh Penimo, that there's an intrinsic Psul to Kodesh HaKadoshim, just like there is into the Heichel. Amale Rava Vavop Ksivbe. You can't say that. Because it says in the Torah, Hava. It says Heim Lehuva in Rashi. It has to be Derech Hava, and if it's not Derech Hava, it's not going to be a problem. Elo Amar Rava. Rava said, we mentioned yesterday that the only time there's a psul nichnas is if the dam entered with the intent of it going on the Mizbech. So if the Kohen took dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech Achis, and he brought it into the Heichel with the intention of using it l'shem kapara, that's where it's a problem. The pasuk says v'cholchatas hashayuva midame eloyo moyed lechaper b'kodesh. It was brought in with the intention of lechaper. We'll see soon. The end of the mission already mentioned a machlokes tanam. Some of you actually have to do the zrika in order to have a psul nichnas. But for sure, you have to have brought it in with the intention. So what would be if a koyin brought the dam in to the heichal with the intention of doing a zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You wouldn't have the psul nichnas of bringing it into the Heichal. Because being that your intention wasn't lechaper b'heichal, there's no psul nichnas in the Heichal. For that, you have to come on to the psul nichnas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So two reasons, said Abaye, why you would, the Torah would have to mention Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though it already mentions Heichal, is it not possible to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without going through the Heichal? No, it's not true. Either Derech Meshupesh, you went in Derech Gagin Valiyos, or if you brought the Dam in with the intention of doing the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then merely bringing it into the Heichal wouldn't render it a psul nichas. But you're off a few shaylos regarding the halachas of nichas. Parhelm, Davashal Tzibur, Vesira Vedis Kechavim, Shehichnis, Dom Lefnai Velefnim, Agishmach Shailo. Rava said, what would be if you took one of the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos and you brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Would you have the psul nichnas, or would you not have the psul nichnas? In other words, the classic psul nichnas is when you take dam that's supposed to go on the mizbeach achitzain and you bring it into the heichal. If the dam is anyway supposed to go on the mizbeach apnimi, it's not possible to have a psul nichnas because its din is to be in the heichal. Said Rava, no, maybe there is a psul nichnas. What would be if you took the dam and you brought it further inside into the kodesh hakadoshim? We just said that there's a nichnas when it enters the heichal, right? Very good. And there's a nichnas when it enters the kodesh hakadoshim, right? Morty's saying that if the answer to that question, what is that there's a psul nichnas even when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then maybe that's the teretz of the kasha. Why do you need to tell me that there's a nichnas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and be negei a dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Now, there is no psul nichnas by being in the Heichal. It's negei the psul nichnas when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the bottom line is that was Rav Shaila. Is there a psul nichnas when it enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not? What's the Shaila? Me, I'm going to do you say El Kodesh Pnimo. It says Kodesh and it says Pnimo together. So Kol Heichal, the Kodesh, El Kodesh, Kodesh, El Pnimo. Kol Heichal, the Kodesh, El Kodesh, like Kodesh, Pnimo. The two Atalis have that. So if you're going to have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the Heichal, you're going to have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Chatois HaPnimis that don't have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the Heichal, you're not going to have the psul nichnas for bringing it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim either. Oidom HaShalaybim Kaimanu. Or no, as long as you bring it Shalaybim Kaimam further inside, that's enough to have a psul nichnas. That was Rav's first shayla. Tim Tim Sulaym HaShalaybim Kaimanu said, Rav, if you're going to tell me there is a psul nichnas, I'll ask you another shayla. Par v'sar shal yeh makipurim. What would be with the par and the sar shal yeh makipurim? What's unique about those that they had zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So they had a din to take the dam even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you're going to tell me you can't have a psul nichnas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because there's a din zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? No, she's a midam and al abadim. What would be if the Kohen did the, or the Kohen Gadol did the zrika's bein abadim, and then he took them out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he brought them to the Heichal, and then he brought it in, nachamol, ma'u, mi amrina, do we say mekaymanu? Of course there's no psul nichnas because there's a din, this is mekaymanu shal adam. Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not Mekoyman Shal Adam anymore. So maybe now you could have Psul Nichnas. On the tzad that there's a Psul Nichnas for Chatois HaPnimiyos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what about the Chatois HaPnimiyos of Yom Kippur? What about those chatois? Do you say that being that they had a din to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so certainly there's no psul nichnas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or no, maybe once the Kohen Gadol did the zrikas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now hadar dina, it's like a regular chatos panimi, that there could be a psul nichnas. I said, Rava, and if you're going to tell me that, yeah, it is possible to have a psul nichnas. He said, I'll ask you even a third shailo. He's a midaban ala pereches. What would be if the Kohen Gadol took the dam, added the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he did now the hazois on the pereches? So part of the Mem Gimel Hazois that the Kohen Gadol did, he had the 16 that were done Bein Abadim with the Par and the Sar, another 16 that were done on the Pareches. There was still more that had to be done, right? 43 minus 32. There's still 11 Hazois that had to be done. Where were those 11 Hazois done? They were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the last 11 were going to be done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. 7 on the Mizbeach itself, and then you had the ones that were done Al Tiresh on Mizbeach. So what happened? What would be if the Kohen Gadol would take the dam after he did this week on the Pareches, Vaitzioi LeMizbeach, and he would bring it to the Mizbeach? See, he's all in the Ayol Moed. The Pareches is in the Ayol Moed. He's standing in the Ayol Moed. He does the Hazois on the Pareches. Now he walks to the Mizbeach. And he brings it back to the Pareches. You can tell me what's the psul nichnas? Because you went from the makam mizbeach to the makam pareches within the oil ma'id. It's all the same place. Oidoma, maybe not. Yitzia karinabe. Maybe this is called the yitzia. Why should it be called the yitzia? It's a very geshmaker Rashi. Tap Rashi says, because the pasuk that describes the Kohen Gadol going from the Pareches to do the hazois on the mizbeach says v'yotzo al mizbeach hashel lifnei Hashem. See, you see, the Torah called it a yitzia, as if to say, with regards to this avoda, there were two makomos within the Ayin Mayim. There's the makom of the pareches, and then there's the makom of the mizbeach. And by the way, Rashi says we learn a halacha from v'yotzo al mizbeach hashel lifnei Hashem, and that is that the Kohen Gadol, when he did the hazois on the mizbeach, he couldn't be standing between the pareches and the mizbeach. He had to be standing between the mizbeach and the Pesach. He had to be on the other side of the Mizbeach. And that's what the Yitzhiya is, as if there's two parts to the Ayol Moed. There's between the Pesach of the Ayol Moed and the Mizbeach, and then there's between the Mizbeach and the Pareches. So Yesh Lachker, if there are two Mekoymais, as the Torah suggests when it says V'yotza El HaMizbeach, what would be if the Kohen Gadol would take the dam, bring it back to that Mokoym, Bein HaMizbeach the Pareches? Would there be a Psul Nichnas, or would there not be a Psul Nichnas? And the Gemara says, Teiku. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. Rambam Avoda. And that is, I saw in the Sefer, Mishmar Halevi, say he brings a ha'ara from the Brisker Rav. Says that somebody wrote him a letter, and he told him that he was davening Shabbos morning with the Brisker Rav, and after davening, the Brisker Rav went over to the Olam, and he showed the Olam a ha'ara, and a Rambam, in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, Perik Yudches, Halacha Gimel. But before the Ha'ara, just one brief Hakdama. That is, the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Dvarim, Perik Yudala Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yiseichal Kol Toyeva. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat anything that's a Toyeva. That's interesting. If you take a look at the context of the Pasuk, Perik Yudalit, and Parashat Re'eh begins, Bonim Atam Lashem Elokeichem. Your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result, Lo Yisuskoididu, for Lo Yisusimu Karchem Bein Einechem Lemes. Ki Am Kodesh Atam Lashem Elokeichem, Ubechor Bochar Hashem Liyo Yisleva Am Skula Mikol Ha'amim, Asher Al Pnei Adam. And then you have a Samach, period. Then the Torah goes on and mentions five psukim that deal with machalas asuris. The first of which is lo yisoich al kol te'eva. The Vilna Goyin, as Adaris Elio says, that the pasuk lo yisoich al kol te'eva is also going back on banam atam lashem alekeichem. Meaning, just like banam atam lashem alekeichem is clearly a hakdama, it's an intro to lo yisuskoydedu for lo yisusimu karcha ben enecha lemeis. And if you look in the Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra, the Sforna, all the Rishonim explain that the Torah is coming to say that being that you're a child, you're a prince, banam atam lashem alekeichem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchi Amlochim, so you have to act that way. There's a certain way you have to act. And what's this guy to do? For lo yisasimu karcha ben enecha mameis. Says the guy, and it's pashit. Pasuk gimel in that parish is also a hemshech. What does the Torah say? Lo yisoichal kol toyeva. What can you eat? You're not allowed to eat toyeva. So if the thing that you're not allowed to eat is toyeva, it's disgusting. Why can't you eat something disgusting? Because banam atam lashem alekeichem, you're a prince, and a prince doesn't eat something that's disgusting. A prince sits down and he eats a dinner with fine wines and aged steaks. That's the way you're supposed to eat. So as a result, that hakdama says the Vilna Gaon of banam atam lashem alekeichem, just like it's hakdama to loyisus goydav leisivim karch meneichem lemeis, very geshmak. That's the emphasis of teyeva. Loyisoich al kol teyeva. It's a hakdama to that as well. But the question is, what does it mean? Loyisoich al kol teyeva. What is Loisaycha Kol Tehiris? Take a look at the Rambam. In Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, Perik Yud Ches, Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam as follows. Kol Karbon Shenemar, Shuhu Pasul, any carbon that's Pasul, Bein Shenifzal B'machshav, whether the carbon became Pasul because there was a Machshav HaPiselis, such as Chutzlis Mani Chutzlim Koim, or it was a Chatas and a Pesach, Shaloi L'shma, Bein B'maisa, or if a Maisa, something happened physically to the carbon that rendered apostle, or bein she'ira lo yidavash apostle, or something else happened. It wasn't machshava, it wasn't maisa. Says the Rambam, kol oichal mimenu kezayis. If anybody eats a kezayis of this carbon, loika he gets malchus. Shenemar lo yisoichal kol teyeva. Because it says in the Torah lo yisoichal kol teyeva. Says the Rambam, mipi hashmu alamdu she'en hakasuv mazir elo apsulei hamikdashim. That this pasuk of lo yisoichal kol teyeva, you want to know what it's referring to? It's referring to psulei hamikdashim. So you have a pasuk of lo yisoichal kol teyeva that's clearly describing machalas asurois. The pasuk is awesome. We don't know what exactly it's referring to. Bodematam lashem lekechem, says the Goyin. Leisoich al kol te'eva, says the Rambam, mipi ha-shmuel abmadnu, she'en ha-kosim medaber elo b'psulei ha-mekdashim. And says the Rambam, it's for that reason, if a person eats kezayis from any carbon, that's pasul, says the Rambam, bein she'dover she'nifso b'machshav, bein she'nifso b'maisa, bein she'ira lo yidover she'pasul. Now, loch is, it's going to be pasul. The brisker off. Noch davening went over to the chevra and he said, So he went over and he said, I don't understand this Rambam. The Rambam has three categories of korbanos that are possible. It became possible al yedei machshava, it became possible al yedei maisa, and then the Rambam has other. Or it became possible bein shiira leidava shapasla. What's other? What else is there? Either it's possible al yedei machshava, or it's possible al yedei maisa. If there was no machshava hapiselas on this carbon and nothing happened to the carbon, so how else could it be possible? So, Scrub looked around. The Rav said, Pshat is based on a Gemara that we learned yesterday. A Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Beis. But the Gemara says that there's a chiddush in the Psul Nichnas over the Psul Yoytzeh, and that is that if Miktsas Dam of a carbon would be Nichnas, the entire carbon would be possible, even the dam that wasn't Nichnas. Said the Rav, that dam, nothing happened to it. There was no Machshav on that dam, and there was no Mais on that dam. So if there was no Machshav and there was no Mais on that dam, that's the third bucket that the Rambam is referring to. It wasn't Nifsal B'Machshava, it wasn't Nifsal B'Maisa. How was it Nifsal? It was Nifsal. But the emes is, in Mishmar HaLevi, Rav Schulzinger has a tremendous arichos on this ha'ara from the Brisker Rav. And he asks, if you think about it, a rather obvious question. He says, maybe the Rambam meant was more pasha. Maybe the Rambam was referring to two psulim that come up over and over and over again. Psulina and psul maisa. When the chelik of a carbon is lon, did anything happen to it? Nothing. It's something that's not al yidei maisa. It's not al yidei machshava. Lina is not a maisa. It's a davar she'in by maisa. You just left it there, and as a result, it became noiser. So luchura la noiser. How? Why would that not be pashav shad in the Rambam? So the emes is, it's totally in four minchas chinuchs and it's slach. I am Mishmar Alev. If you want to see it inside, the madura that I have is zvachim pinyano simin mem gumel. He has 10 pages. It's a nice harichas. Maybe we should get to him another day with a gemara meila. But the ain kama kaim laharich. Either way, a little bit more gemara. Zok the gemara nichnas lechaper. So in the Mishnah there was a machlokes regarding the psul nichnas. Rabbi Eliezer says that in order for dam to be pasul when it's nichnas, it needed to have been nichnas with the intention of doing a zrika with it. In other words, nichnas lechaper, afal pishal lekiper pasul. Rabbi Shimon says, "Achi yichaper." You actually have to do the zrika. Zokti Mar Tanya Rabbi Lezer says, "How do I know that the psul nichnas doesn't require an actual zrika? As long as the dam was nichnas with the intention of there being a zrika, that's enough for it to be possible." Because nemakam lechaper, it says the word lechaper by the psul nichnas. V'chol chatas hashiyuvim yidam eloyam moed lechaper b'kodesh. V'nemak lahalon, and it says in Parshas Achri Moed v'chol adam lo yia ba'oyam moed bevoyed lechaper b'kodesh. And what's the context over there? It's referring to the Kohen Gadol who's doing the Avodah, then there wasn't allowed to be anybody in the Oyel Mayed when the Kohen Gadol was Kohen Lechaper B'Kodesh. Pashat, it's referring to when he was going to do the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and nobody was allowed to be even in the Oyel Mayed. It had to be 100% quiet. And Ma'ala Ha'la Mishal Kippah, just like over there, that halacha of Chal Adam La'yiyah B'Oyel Mayed B'Vayel Lechaper B'Kodesh means that as soon as the Kohen Gadol entered Kodesh, Even though we didn't start doing the Avodah, there was already an Isser of Chal Adam Layiyah Ba'oyel Mayed, Afkan B'Shalay Kiper. So too, over here, when it says the word L'chaper, it doesn't mean that the Avodah is actually taking place, but as long as the Dam entered the Heichel with the intention of L'chaper, that's already enough for there to be a P'sol Nichnas. Reb Shimon says that I agree. I also hold that there's a gzeir shava l'chaper l'chaper, but I have a different l'chaper. Nemer kan l'chaper, it says over here the word l'chaper. V'nemer l'halon ves parachatos ves sirachatos ashehuvas domam l'chaper. So the context over there is also the Kohen Gadol doing the avodah on Yom Kippur, and the pasuk says that the sair and the parah that the Kohen Gadol brought were of course chatois apnimios, and because they were chatois apnimios. Because they were the chatois apnimios, so it's for that reason they had a din of porin hanisrafim. And being that they were porin hanisrafim, so the Torah says that Vesparachatos, Vesirachatos, Hashu, Vesdom of the Chaper, Bakodish, Yoitzi, Michutz, Lamachane, Vesorfu, Ba'esh, Esayrosam, Vespsor, Vespsor. Now, when did that happen? When did the Kohen Gadol, or the take the sor and the par and burn those porin hanisrafim? The Torah says l'chaper. What does l'chaper mean? After the zrikas were done, you didn't do it before the zrika. You did it after the zrika. Some Allah halam b'shakiper. Just like what there means b'shakiper, afkam b'shakiper. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer has learned his halacha from gzeir shav l'chaper l'chaper. Rabbi Shimon learned his halacha from gzeir shav l'chaper l'chaper. The question is, which l'chaper are we learning it from? Are we learning it from b'chol adam la'yeh ba'yomayid v'vayid l'chaper? That l'chaper is before the avodah was done, or is it from vespara chatos vasira chatos hashuv es damon l'chaper, which is after the avodah was already done? Zokum Raikum, what's this machloikis? Which l'chaper to learn it from? Ma'ar sav adonim chutz michutz, they ain't done chutz mitnim. Rabbi Eliezer held it makes more sense to learn it the psul nichnas from the chol adam liyeh bayomay, because these are both chutzes. There's a din that the dam is supposed to be chutz lehechol. You brought it into the hechol. There's a din that the people are supposed to be chutz la'yomayit. The Torah says that you have to make sure they don't enter the yomayit. So atzad ha'shava between the two l'chaper is not just the word l'chaper. It's in the context of something that's supposed to be b'chutz and it's entering pnim. Umar sov adon behemim behemim and adon behemim miyadam. Reb Shimon said it makes more sense to learn it from the pasuk that's describing the parim anisrafim and the sir anisraf on Yom Kippur that are being taken outside, because both behemos as opposed to chal adam liyeh b'yomayit, which is referring to adam. The Mishnah continued and the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda oimim hichnas shoygeg kasha. If the dam entered the heichal the shoygeg, the halach is. That if the dam enters b'shoygig, it's going to be kosher. Zokti gemar ha-mezid pasul. It's clear that if it enters b'mezid, it's going to be pasul. B'shekeeper, b'shalei keeper. So the gemar wants to know, Rabbi Yehuda, does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer, or does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, in Rabbi Eliezer, it's muchach. In Rabbi Yehuda, it's muchach that he agrees that there's a psal nichnas. Only in hichnas b'shoygig, it's kosher. But in hichnas b'mezid, it's going to be pasul. B'shekeeper, like Reb Shimon, or even b'shalaykeeper, like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what was the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Shimon Tali, and had a darshan on l'chaper? So the Gemara is going to now prove from here until the end of the perek, based on another brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, how he darshaned the word l'chaper. And that's going to be a raya to which shita he holds. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, mimash mishenemar. It says in the Torah, vesparachatas, vesirachatas, ashehuva es domam l'chaper b'kodesh. So that's the passage we just mentioned. That the par and the sar, the Kohen Gadol brought to Yom Kippur, were parim hanisrafim. They were chatois apnimios. And as a result, the Torah says, what do you do with it? Vasoyref oisam, the Kohen that burnt it, that's what you had to do. You had to burn it. And then the Torah says, Yichabes begodav. He's supposed to wash his clothing. Says the Gemara, Matam alem v'asoyrev. Why does the Torah have to say that the person that burns it, Yichabes begodav? Frank the Gemara, Matam alem v'asoyrev. V'luguva yitzirech. What do you mean? You need to tell me this halacha, that the person that burns it, he is going to need to have to wash his clothing. He's going to be tummy. That was the halacha. It says the word chatas twice. Ves para chatas, ves sira chatas. Why do Torah have to chaz that? The only time you find this halacha, that the kohen that burnt the parim hanisrafim became tummy, that he had to wash himself and his clothing, you only find that by the halacha, the par and sar and Yom Kippur, Shana Srafim Minayin. How do you know that that was true for all parim and Srafim? Talmud Leim, Chatas, Chatas, the extra word Chatas, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir says, Ein Itzara. You don't have to learn it from Chatas, Chatas, this is a different Makar. Rei Oimer, Vespara Chatas, Vesira Chatas. Shein Talmud Leim, L'chaper. The Torah didn't have to say the word L'chaper. Ma Talmud Leim, L'chaper. Why did the Torah say the word L'chaper? Limer, Al Kolam is Chaper, and Shasarvim, Tamim Begadim. Same halacha. I agree, it only says this halacha that the Soyrif had to burn his clothing and was Tomei by the par and sar and Yom Kippur. How do I know Shar Parim? I know from the word l'chaper. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do I know shar parim anisrafim that the seirif became tameh? I know it from chatas chatas. According to Ramei, I know it from Lechaper? Faith Gemara, for Rabbi Yehuda, Lechaper loy mashmale. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to learn it from Lechaper. Why? Probably because he uses the word Lechaper for something else. My time, because he probably used the word Lechaper already. He used it for Exereshava to the Pasik that discusses the Alocha Psul Nichnas. If Rabbi Yehuda darshins Lechaper from the Isparachatas, the Isirachatas, that means he holds like Rabbi Shimon, because that Lechaper is talking about after the Avoida was already done. So says the Gemara, that you want to know who Rabbi Yehuda holds like? Does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? I know this from a roundabout way, because I know from another Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda did not want to darshan the word Lechaper for some other halacha, that all the parim and esrafim, the seirate become tameh, presumably because he used the word Lechaper for something else. What did he use it for? There's another Lechaper that we find in Shas, that another Braisa, where we find that Tana used this Lechaper for something else. Probably Rav Shimon, Al Kopanim. That's how we know that he must have held that way. Hadron Aloch, Kol Hazvachim Shenesarvim. So before we go weiter, and we start the next perek, a real festive perek, just one more ha'ara. And that is, so we just mentioned a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'chal adam lo yiyah ba'oyo mayit, b'voyoy lechaper ba'kodesh, I'd say, so that when the Kohen Gadol was doing the avodah on Yom Kippur, nobody was allowed to be in the Almighty. It had to be 100% quiet. Nobody was allowed to be there. There's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara in a few places in Shas. One of the places is the Menachis Dav Kuf Tesamadeis. And the Gemara over there describes the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol. So we know Shimon HaTzadik was a tzadik. He was the Gedoyle HaTanam, the great tzadikim that ever lived. And he was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Kufas, circa the beginning of Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara says in different places that during the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, there were tremendous miracles and brachas and shefa that took place in Bayis Sheni. After Shimon HaTzadik passed away, it was a whole different story. And a lot of Rishoyim and Sedukim started becoming Kehanim Gedolim, and the story was very, very different. So that's the context. Says the Gemara Abraisa. Oysa Shana Shemei Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Omar Lehem, so he went to Chassidim, and he told him, Shana Zuhu Meis, he said he's going to die this year. Omar Lehem, they told him, Inayin Ati Adea. How do you know that? Omar Lehem, he told him, Kol Yom HaKippurim, every Yom Kippur, Nizdamin Lizoka Nechod, Lovish Levonim, Venesatav Levonim. Every year on Yom Kippur, when I'm about to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a Zokin Echad comes. He's wearing white clothing. His head is covered with a white head covering. And he would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with me. And he would exit with me. Shana Zu, this year, when I went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I saw a man, but he was dressed differently. Nizdam and Lizok and Echo. Yeah, you need a guitar. I agree. He went in with me, but he didn't come out with me. So I know it must be a bad sign. And as a result, I'm telling you, this is not going to be a good year. At the end of Yontif, Shimon HaTzadik became sick for 7 days. Mace, he died. Vinimnu Achiv Akihan Milvarach Hashem, and they stopped using the Shem Hamafresh. Freit Taisus Akasha, and Taisus really quotes Yerushalmi. This is a Yerushalmi. How could there have been a person that entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik? Doesn't it say in the Torah V'chol Adam Lo Yiyah Ba'Oyel Mayit? Says the Yerushalmi, maybe it wasn't really a person. It was a malach. And this malach was dressed up like a person. But says the Yerushalmi, that's not good. You know why? Because when the Novi Yecheskel describes the malach, he said, Udmus Pineyem Pinei Adam. So you see that even a malach is called Adam. So if even a malach is called Adam, freak the Yerushalmi, who is this Adam that entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik? Umeshani, and for the Yerushalmi, the Shema, maybe, Shechina Haisa. It wasn't a person, it wasn't even a malach, it was the Shechina b'chvoid v'atzmai. The Shechina would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik every year. What came to mind was a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, an even more famous Gemara, Tanya. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. You definitely need a guitar for this. Pamachas nechtasti lahakti kiteris lefnai velefnim. Yeah. Veroisi akas rikel. Ka Hashem tzvoka shu yoyshev al kisei rom v'nisa. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, Pamachas nechtasti lefnai velefnim. I entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And I saw akas rikel. Ka Hashem tzvoka is. The Shechina. Shu yoyshev al kisei rom v'nisa. Va'amali Yishmael b'ni. Barcheni, Amarti lo yiratzim ulfanecha sheich b'shurachamechas kascha. Right, and the Shechina, Kaviyachal, asked Rabbi Yishmael, Barcheni. If you look at the Hagoyis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Hagoyis on this Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Pamachas nechnasti, he adds two words. Pamachas Bishana. One word. Pamachas Bishana Nechnasi. This wasn't a one-time event. But every single year, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he would see the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah would say Barcheni. So it's interesting, the Shekhinah is there, and the Shekhinah is communicating with Rabbi Shmuel. It stems a little with this Gemara, because in this Gemara, you see that the Shekhinah is there, but it's Bidmus Adam. It's in a Tzura where it's possible to communicate. Ordinarily, how would you communicate with the Shekhinah? It sounds like there's some sort of Shakla Vataya that's taking place between Rabbi Shmuel. The only difference is, Shimon HaTzadik said he was Nichnas Imi. Rabbi Shmuel said, I entered Lefnai V'Lefnim V'ro'isi HaChasrika Ka Hashem Tzvokoi Shehu Yoshev. He was sitting there already. Al-Kisei Ron V'Nisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Shimon HaTzadik. But the beginning of Bayesheni, the end of Bayesheni. No, they're both Bayesheni. But the beginning of Bayesheni, end of Bayesheni. But the bottom line is, so who was it, says the Medrash? It was Kaviyochel, it was the Shekhinah B'Chvayda B'Atzmai. But one thing is clear, that a Malach even wasn't allowed to enter. Malach wasn't allowed to enter the Kohen Gadol. It was a Avodah that was done such tznius, by Tznei Aleches, that even the Malachim weren't allowed to be there. So that note, a classic Mesha Chachma. Hafla Vafela, in Parshas Re'e, the Pasuk, Meir Simcha makes a deal that we know that Avraham Avinu sent Hagar out of his house. The truth is Avraham Avinu sent Hagar out twice. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's again in Parshas Vayera. The first time is in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Vayovayel where Sarah wasn't pleased with Hagar. And she comes to Avram, and Avram basically tells Sarah, listen, you know, you want to get rid of her, you can do whatever you want. This is before Yishmael is born. So Sarah sends Hagar out, and Hagar eventually comes back, and Yishmael is born. And then since Faith in Mo, when Yishmael starts causing problems, that time Sarah sends Hagar out, and this time it's for good. Both times that Hagar was sent out, she was like to Navu. The Shekhinah, so to speak, communicated with her. The Pasuk says in Parashas Lech Lecha, this is the first time that Sarah sent Hagar out. Vayomer Malach Hashem, right? A Malach comes to her and says, what are you doing here? Emi Zebasa, va'anasei lechi, va'toymer b'pnei Sarah gvirti, anoichi b'rachas. I'm running away from my master, from Sarah. Vayomer Malach Hashem, shuvi el gvirtech, v'hisani tachas yodeh. Vayomer Malach Hashem, har ba'arber, zarech v'yosaf v'miroiv, gives her a big bracha. Vayomer Malach Hashem, hina chore v'yelad bein, v'karoshma Yishmael, kishama Hashem, as onye. So the Malach comes, has this whole conversation with Hagar, tells Hagar, go back, I'm going to give you bracha, you're going to have a child, and I want you to name the child Yishmael. The same exact thing repeated itself in Parashas Vayera. This is already after Yishmael was born, and again, the Malach sends, and again, Sarai sends her out, and the Pasuk says, Vatelech, Vateshav Vamineged, Harche, Kematve, Keshes, Kiyomro, Al Ereb, Moise Hayolet, she's thirsty, and they're dying, Vatisas, Kerla, Vatef, and she starts crying, Vayishmael, Likim, Es Kerla, Na. And Elikim heard the Kol Hanah. Vayikrum Malach Elikim al Hagar min Hashemayim. Vayoyimel Malach Hagar al Tiri Kisham Elikim as Kol Hanah Basher Husham. This is the famous Basher Husham. And water appears, and the rest is history. So twice Hagar was thrown out. Both times she's zeicha to this incredible nevuah with his communication that came along with brachas. The first time it was brachas of harba arba ezarech for the yisaf amiroiv, something that's playing itself out right now in real time. And she gets this bracha that she's going to have a child and name the child Yishmael. And Yishmael comes from Gisham Hashem Elonyech, Dvarim the Flom. And then a second time after Yishmael's born, where Yishmael's dying and Hagar can't even look. So she goes to the other side and she says, I don't want to watch him die. And again, she's zeicha to this nevuah with a Malach comes and it's unbelievable. But says Rebbe Simcha, a classic Meshachach Mediyak, he says, if you look in the Psukim, there's one Diyak. In Parashas Lech Lecha, when the Malach is talking to Yishmael, to Hagar, Vayoymer lo Malach Hashem. Vayoymer lo Malach Hashem. Vayoymer lo Malach Hashem. In Parashas Vayera, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Malach Elohim El Hagar Min Hashamayim. So Parashas Lech Lecha doesn't say Min Hashamayim. In Parashas Vayera, it says Min Hashamayim. What's the Pshat? Says Remeir Simcha, the Pshat's half of a fella. The first time Hagar left, she was going to go back. It was Daita Lahachzer. That was what was supposed to happen. In Avram Avinu's house, it was Pasha. It was normal to have communication with Malachim. That's the way it was. This is Avram Avinu's house. So as long as Hagar was the Shifcha of Avram Avinu, as long as she was still Bebeis Avram, so the Malach was able to communicate with Hagar, Hagar's to communicate with the Malach, they were next to each other. There was a certain hiskarvus between the Malach and between Hagar. Thus, it doesn't say Min HaShemayim, which would suggest it's coming from some very far place. It was Vayoyim Malach Hashem, just the same way you have a Vayoyim throughout Tanakh, where two people are having a conversation. It was in that same context that the Malach is communicating with Hagar. Parshas Vayera, which she sent away together with Yishmael for good, over there she's already distanced from, she was distanced from Avram Avinu's house. Now already she doesn't have the schus of having this open line of communication together with the Malachim. She could be zoicha to Nevuah, but that Nevuah is already going to be mimerchak. It's going to be from a distance. Vayikra Malach Elikim es Hagar min Hashemayim. Yoimelach Malach Hagar. What does that have to do with what we're learning? Says Ramea Simcha, an unbelievable punchline. Says Ramea Simcha, by the Akedah, what happened? So Avram Avinu has his son Yitzchak, and he's on the Mizbeach. Vayikach as a macheles, lishchot es benoy. And he literally takes the knife, range of motion, it's on Yitzchak Avinu's neck. He's about to slaughter Yitzchak. Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avram Sheinus min Hashamayim. And Malach Hashem calls out min Hashamayim, and he says, no. Says Ramei Simcha, why was this Malach min Hashamayim? This is Avram Avinu. Bishloim Hagar in Parshas Vayera. I understand why it was min Hashamayim, because she was already outside of Avram's house, so she's not zeicha to the Vayomer. But Luchura, Avram Avinu by the Akedah, no less. It's min Hashamayim. That implies it's coming from a distance. Says Ramei Simcha, you know what the pshat is? Because Chazal say that Avram Avinu was a Kohen Gadol. And the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. This wasn't just an Avoida. It wasn't just B'miktash Neked Yitzchak. We spoke at all this raid. But this was an Avoida of Yom Kippur. By the Avoida of Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'chol Adam lo yiyah b'yom mayit. And Tosis HaMenachas Kuftes on the base close to the Yerushalmi, V'chol Adam means even the Malachim, that it's Dmus, it, Pneim is Dmus Adam. The Malach wasn't allowed to be there. This was an Avoida of Yom Kippur. An Avoida of Yom Kippur, the Malachim had to go away. It had to be an Avoida of Bahatznei Alechis. There were Malachim, but they were from a distance. They couldn't get through close to the action. So it's Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Sheinis min Hashamayim, from the branches. It was from far away. They couldn't be close because this Avoido was an Avoido of Kohen Gadol. It was an Avoido of Yom Kippur. As a result, al zeh nemar v'chol adam lo yiyah b'oyel moed. It had to be dafka min Hashamayim. And on that note, we begin a classic, classic perek, and that's perek Hamizbeach Mikadosh. Zok the Mishnah Hamizbeach Mikadosh es ha-ro'i loy. The Mizbeach is Mikadosh anything that's ro'i. What is this referring to? So this is an idea that we've already seen many times in the Masechta, and that is that when a carbon is pasul, you can't do zrika with the carbon, you can't do haktar with the carbon, right? A pasul carbon, by definition, means that you're not allowed to do any avoida with the carbon. Rashi, right in the beginning of the Masechta, Rashi says, kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloy lishman ksherin elo shaloy olu lebailu l'shem chayma chutz mena pesach v'achatas. What does it mean? It means that you can't eat the basul, you can't be makta deimurim, you can't do zrika sadam, you can't do hakrova with a chelik of a carbon, that's pasul. Stating that, if a chelik of a carbon that's pasul touches the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that Dover Apostle, and now the halacha is that you can keep that Dover Apostle on the Mizbeach. So, lo yalu, you're not going to put this Dover Apostle on the Mizbeach. But once it's on the Mizbeach, the halacha is im alu, lo yerdu. So, Mizbeach, Mekadesh, asaroi, loy, anything that's roi to the Mizbeach. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. The Mizbeach was Mekadesh. Yeshua says, what does it mean? Kolaroi li ishin, im alu, lo yerid. Anything that's roi li ishin, anything that goes on the fire of the Mizbeach, such as the Emurim, it's only that. If the Emurim apostle, the Allah is a Moloyerd. Shenemar, hi ha oilo al moikta. And ma oilo shi ruili ishim, am also leiterid. Av kosh ruili ishim, am oloyerid. The pasuk, as we'll see in a moment, that teaches us the makar to this Allah of Moloyerid, is hi ha oilo al moikta. Moikta is the fire, it's the itch of the Mizbeach. And as a result, Rabbi Yeshua says that the only time the Allah of Moloyerid applies if it's something that's roi to go on the moikta of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it doesn't have to be dafka. The Emurim. Dafka is something that goes on the Moikin Mizbeach. But rather, Kol Aroi Le Mizbeach Amol Lo Yerid. Even if it's not Roi Leishin. Shenemar Hi Ha Oilo Al Moikta Al Mizbeach. Amma Oilo Shi Roi Le Mizbeach Amol Lo Yerid. Just like an Oilo goes on the Mizbeach, part of it goes on the fire of the Mizbeach, but part of it also goes on the not on the fire of the Mizbeach. I've called over Shiroi Le Mizbeach. Anything that's Roi in the Mizbeach, Amol Lo Yerid, it doesn't matter whether it goes on the fire or doesn't go on the fire. In other words, Ein Bein Divir Rabbi Gamliel, Divir Rabbi Yeshua, El Adam Ben Nesachim. What's the Nafkim? You know, what goes on the Mizbeach besides for the things that went into the fire. There were two things that went into the Mizbech that didn't go on the fire. Number one, dam, and number two, nesachim. Niskei yayin, niskei mayim. So those were things that went on the Mizbech, but they didn't go on the fire in the Mizbech. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the only time you have the halacha, if it's possible, and it goes on the Mizbech, you keep it on the Mizbech, is if it's roi le'ishim. But if it's not roi le'ishim, nah, so that dam and nesachim that are not roi le'ishim, that roi le'mizbech, that they're not roi le'ishim, you don't have a malu le'yerdu. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's called a roi le'mizbech a malu le'yerdu, even if it's not roi le'ishim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel le'mer le'yerdu, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's le'yerdu, Meshua le'yerdu. Shimon says a third sheet. Hazevach kasher nesachim sulim. If somebody brought a carbon that came together with nesachim, so nesachim sometimes were brought by themselves, and the nesachim sometimes came along with a carbon. So let's say you have a carbon together with nesachim. If the Zevach is kosher and the Nesachim became posel, and then the posel Nesachim went on the Mizbeach, or the Nesachim ksherim v'Zevach posel, or the Nesachim were kosher but the Zevach was posel, and the Nesachim again went on the Mizbeach, afilu zev v'zev psulim, or even if both of them were posel, ha-Zevach lo yeriv ha-Nesachim yerdu. The Allah is the ha-Nesachim yerdu. In other words, Rav Shimon holds that even though there's a dinim alu lo yerdu by Nesachim, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, but he holds the only time it's alu lo yerdu is if the Nesachim are bon b'fnei atzma. But to the extent that the Nesachim are not bought in b'fnei atzma, but rather they're bought together with the Zevach, then there's halacha. Anything that's bought together with the Zevach does not have the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. In other words, this Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Perek Mizbech Mikadesh, which is an introduction really for the Perek, discusses the halacha of im olu lo yerdu. So again, what's the background to im olu lo yerdu? It's really based on two psukim. One is Shmois Perek Chavtes Pasuk Lamed Zayin. The Pasuk says, V'hoya ha-Mizbeach Kodesh Kodashim. The Mizbeach is Kodesh Kodashim. Kol ha-noigeya ba-Mizbeach yuktash. Anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes Kodesh. In other words, the Mizbeach has an ability to be Mekadesh. Chazal learned from there that what it's referring to is a Dover apostle that touches the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is now Mekadesh. The Mizbeach is now Mekadesh, that Dover apostle. But there's another pasuk. It's Yagid Olav Re'eh. These are two pasukim that complement each other that teach us the Mekar. The second pasuk is in Parshas Tzav. It's in Sefer Vayikra, where the pasuk says, "Zois teiras ha'oila, hi ha'oila al mikdal ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla ad boiker." And we learn from there, "Zois teiras ha'oila," regarding ha'oila, something that is oila on the mizbeach. So pashat oila means a carbon oila, but regarding oila, something that's oila on the mizbeach, hi ha'oila. Once it's oila on the mizbeach, hi ba'aviyasa. Yeah, hey. So there's an idea that the mizbeach is mekadesh. You also find this idea that something that goes on the mizbeach, he ha'oila, ba'aviyasa yehei, you should just leave it on the mizbeach. And from those two psukim, we learn the idea, we'll see more about this in the sugyas, but from these two psukim, we learn the concept of mizbeach mekadesh. This machloikis that we had in our Mishnah, the machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, is that being that pasuk of he ha'oila says, al moikta al mizbeach kol alayla ad boiker. So Rabbi Gamliel says, it says al moik doesn't just say hi ha'oila. It says hi ha'oila al moikta al mizbeach kol alayla. Moikta is the fire of the mizbeach. So the only time you say mol lo yerdu is if it's something that's really ishim, something that's supposed to go on the fire of the mizbeach. Rabbi Shua says, no, I don't darshan that al moikta. What does Rabbi Shua do with al moikta? So we'll see that in the Gemara right now. Either way, zoch the Gemara. So the Mishnah that mentions this halacha mizbeach mekadesh, it said mizbeach mekadesh ro'iloi. So it sounds like the mizbeach wasn't mekadesh everything. It was always only mekadesh something that's roi, something that's fit for the mizbeach. So that's the Gemara roi in chain roi lo. The mutei mai. What is an example of something posel that's not roi the mizbeach? Amar apopel the mutei kmatzim shleik kitchub bekli. It's coming to be mamayit a koymetz that wasn't as kaddish bekli. So we know that after the kmitza was done, so you had to put it into a klisharis. If the kmitza wasn't put into a klisharis, so it's considered in a roi the mizbeach. Doesn't have the kedusha that it needs to be considered fit for the mizbeach. So if it was like kitchub kli, so the halacha is you don't have mizbeach mekadesh because mizbeach mekadesh that im olu lo yerdu, but only if it's roiled. Maskel the ravina ma'ishem the ula. Why is it different than ula's halacha? Amar ula imur kachem kalin shalom of neiz because naman. If someone has the imurim of kachem kalin and he put it on the mizbeach before the zrika, the halacha is lo yerdu. Why nasu lachmish on mizbeach? As soon as it touches the mizbeach, it becomes lachmish on mizbeach. We'll see what that means. But it becomes lachmish on mizbeach and the halacha is lo yerdu. In other words, even though the imurim of the kachem kalin didn't have zrika to make it kachi kadoshim and fit for Hakarava, still there's a din of Malul Yerdu. How does it shtim with the concept of Mizbech Mekadesh Ra'ui Loi Dafka? Meaning, what's the difference with a Koimich like Kitchu Bekli and a Muri Kachim Kalim Lifnei Zrika? They're both things that technically are supposed to go to Mizbech. The Koimich goes on the Mizbech, but didn't have the proper kedusha that it needs to go on the mizbeach. It didn't have the kiddush kli. Versus the emurim kachim kalim, which also has a din to go on the mizbeach, but it first needs the zrika to give it the proper kedusha in order for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. Hani lemichsur ma'isa begufayu. Hani michsur ma'isa begufayu. The kaimitz isn't just missing a ma'isa; it's missing a ma'isa begufayu. The kabbalah, putting it in the klisharis, is something that happens in the guf ha'kaimitz. It's missing something in its guf. That's considered any ra'ulai, and as a result, you don't have the din of mizbeach and kaddish. Whereas the emurim, even though it's missing a ma'isa, the ma'isa is zrika, but the zrika doesn't happen in the emurim, it happens in the dam. The zrika happens in the dam, and over there, the emurim end up becoming ra'ul mizbeach. But neither, it's not mechusar ma'isa begufayu, it's not the same halach. Rabbi Shua said, kol ha'ro'i le'ishim. So in the Mishnah, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Gamliel. Koin Rabbi Shua, mizbeach and kaddish, only a dover ha'ro'i le'ishim. Koin Rabbi Gamliel, only a dover ha'ro'i le'ishim. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's mekadesh everything. Anything that's roi l'mizbech. Again, Rabbi Shua holds only if it's roi l'ishin, only if it goes on the fire of the mizbech. Whereas, according to Rabbi Gamliel, anything that goes on the mizbech. What was Rabbi Shua's makar? Because how do you know mizbech mekadesh? He ha'oila. Once it's oila on the mizbech, he. Leave it there. But then it says al-moikta. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, nami yaksiv, oila al-moikta. Doesn't say the word al-moikta. So the Gemara does. And I use al-moikta to teach me another halacha. It's coming to teach me the halacha. If you have a kosher carbon, not a possible carbon, that was in the fire of the mizbech, it was in the marocha, and now a piece of the carbon fell out of the Maracha. So are you mechuyev to put it back in, or are you not mechuyev to put it back in? Al Maikta teaches me the din of Adure Poikin, that you do have a chiyev to put it back in. It's not coming to teach me halacha of Mizbech Mikadesh. Ve'idach, la'adure poikin minole. How does Rabbi Yeshua know the halacha of Adure Poikin? He uses Al Maikta to tell me that Mizbech Mikadesh is only true for Maikta. Nafkele, he learns it from a different pasuk. Me'asher toichal ho'esh. And from that pasuk, asher toichal ho'esh, it's actually the next pasuk in the Torah. V'lavash akoyim midei bad, u'michnes eibad yilbosh abasori v'heirim es adeshen asher toichal ho'esh. You should do trumas adeshen from asher toichal ho'esh. That's extra. Obviously, you're going to be meirim the deshen from the fire and the ashes that were consumed by the fire. Why does it have to say, that's coming to teach me the halacha badurei pokin v'idach, u'mibayilei, Gamliel says, I need asher toichal ho'esh to teach me a different halacha, that the only time you have the halacha of adurei poikin is by ikulei oila. So if a chelik of the oila fell out of his bech, then you have the din of ikulei oila, meaning something that you're being makter, a murim, that's where you have this halacha, v'yatamachzer ikulei k'tayrus. But k'tayrus, which was also consumed by the mizbech ha'pnimi, if a little bit of the k'tayrus would jump out of the fire, there'd be no din to put it back. Tanu rebchani rebamin yumi, rebbe lezben yakab, asher toichal ho'esh as ha'oila al mizbech, ikulei oila atamachzer. It says asher toichal ha'esh, and it's talking about the oil and the mizbeach. This is the mizbeach achitza, and it's a carbon, and we learn from there only ikulei atamachzer. The atamachzer ikulei k'tayrus. He says, I need asher toichal ha'esh to teach me not ikulei k'tayrus. V'edachit said, la me'melo shmamin ad ikulei madrina. He says, I agree. I also hold that way. I hold that asher toichal ha'esh is coming to teach me limu'ute ikulei k'tayrus. But just like I know it to teach me not ikulei k'tayrus, I certainly also know what to teach me ikulei oila. Because what's the halacha? Ikulei oila atamachzer, vi'i atamachzer ikulei k'tayrus. So at the end of the day, I can learn out both from there. I have al-moikta extra, says Rabbi Yehoshua, to teach me that only kolaroi le'ishin do you have the halacha of mizbeach mikadesh. Rabbi Gamliel said, it's not only kolaroi le'ishin, but anything that's roi le'mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua nami yaksim mizbeach. And how does he know? Because it says mizbeach. So now the Gemara asks in the reverse. Rabbi Yeshua, who learns only al-moikta, what about the word mizbeach? Is it mizbeach? The rabbi is anything on the mizbeach? So the Gemara, humi boyle, my kamarachamono. You know why the Torah says mizbeach? To teach me what's mekadesh the davar pasul. It's the mizbeach. Meaning, you would have thought maybe only the moiket is what's mekadesh. Maybe the halacha is that a davar pasul that goes, that's roi le'ishin, that goes on the fire in the mizbeach, the fire is what's metaherit. But, right, ashayova be'esh, there's a concept of fire being metaher. But as it relates to the mizbeach, the rest of the mizbeach, maybe not. But we know the truth is the entire mizbeach was mekadesh. Even the kevish of the mizbeach was mekadesh. The yisoid of the mizbeach was maybe mekadesh. We'll see these gemaras. The entire mizbeach is mekadesh. That's what al mizbeach is teaching me. So al moikta is teaching me kol haroi lemoiked. Mizbeach is teaching me that it's the mizbeach that's mekadesh. V'idach, how does the other man, the Omar, know that it's the mizbeach that's mekadesh? Rabbi Gamliel, so the Gemara says mizbeach achrinu k'siv. It says the word mizbeach twice. V'idach, chad leheichad hoysel l'shas hakoish, v'chad leheichad hoysel l'shas hakoish. One to teach me carbon that's possible that was once kosher. Rashi says, for example, lon, yoytze, tameh, they were once kosher, then something happened that made it possible. The other ones coming to teach me would have never had a shasa kosher. Rashi says, like nishchat chutz lezman or chutzim kaimai, says the Gemara, it's coming to teach me
both. The idach came in the psul and nunu. The other man says, no, I don't need two psukim to teach me shas hakoyisha, lo shas hakoyisha, because mean that they're both pasul. For Rabbeinu Rachman, and the Torah says is alochem is beach mekadosh lo yishna hoysala shas hakoyisha lo yishna lo yhoysala shas hakoyisha. Either way, so we just began very quickly. Perek mizbeach mekadosh is a lot of lumbus, a lot of raid in mizbeach mekadosh. Not such a long perek, but it's a really, really festa, really, really geshmaka perek. So bezrat Hashem, we'll get to some of the raid in the coming days. But just to end on a light note that ties into something that we've spoken about in the past. So what's the makar to mizbeach mekadosh royaloi? The pas in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Tzavis aharim vesbon of lema zois teras ha'oila hi ha'oila. And the words hi ha'oila are extra. The words hi ha'oila are extra to teach me that once something is oila on, not carbon oila, once something is oila on the mizbeach, hi ha'oila, it could stay there. The thing that was oila hi, b'aviyasiyeh, it's allowed to be there. I saw in the chida in one of his svarim. So the chida says a different shot. Al derech shrush, and he's makdim a kasha that we've spoken out from the chida in the past. This is the first time I saw it inside. So the chida asks that we all know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says Masechta Shabbos that Reb Shmuel ben Elisha was karavihita. He accidentally violated a takanas chachamim, and he came liday chil Shabbos b'shoigik. He was learning la'ir haner, where the chachamim said one of the yudches dvarim. You're not supposed to learn Torah la'ir haner, and he was karavihita. He moved the fire, and he wrote on his pinkus. Ani Yishmol ben Elisha Karisi Vatisi, Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatesh Meina. And the Chida asks the Gevaldik Akasha, why Rabbi Shmuel have to write Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatesh Shmeina? We know Kala Oisek Beteres Chatesh Kilo Ikrev Chatesh. When a person's Oisek in a carbon, it's as if he brought the carbon. So when a person's Oisek in Parashas, he brought the carbon. So let him just say, Rabbi Shmuel said Karbonis, he learned Kachin. So if Rabbi Shmuel said Karbonis, he learned Kachin, learned the Parash of Chatesh, he wouldn't be Chayv Chatesh anymore. So what's this emphasis? Why did he say Likshei Bona Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatesh? So the Chida said a few terutzim, but one terutz the Chida says that if you medayik l'shoynei hazav, shall Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha in his pinkis, he said like sheyibana beis hamikdash avi chata shmeina. Why a chata shmeina? So says the Chida yisoid that we spoke out from Rav Naftali Hamburger, and that is that it's true that if a person's oisik b'teres achatas is kilu ikrav chatas, but the only time you have kol oisik keilu, that's only with the chelik that went in the gevoya. But the chelik that was nechal by the kehanim, the melamed shekehanim oichlim ubailim ischaprim, that's not something you can have. For that, you have to eat. If you ate, then you had the achilah. If you didn't eat, you can't learn and say it's as if I ate, right? You find that throughout halacha. The Gemara says, even according to my number that holds yeshlich and varavera, but there's no shlichas for achilah. Why? Because the shlich is the one that was nena. So you can't say the shlich ate, then it's as if the mishalech ate. Whoever has the hana ate. If you didn't have hana as achilah, that's what mesasik b'chalavim is. Because when it comes to achilah, it's all tali in hana. As a result, when it comes to achilah, you don't have the kol oisik hilo oisik. So Rabbi Shmuel, he was able to be Oisik Pateras Chatas, and it would have been Keilu Hikrav Chatas. But it was only Keilu Hikrav the Dam, it was only Keilu Hikrav the Emurim, but it wasn't Keilu Hikrav the Basar. The Malamit Shekehanim Oichlum Abayim Aschap, and that he wasn't going to have. So his carbon was going to be Chaser. Because his carbon was going to be Chaser, he said that I need to be Mashlamit. But what Chelik did he have to be Mashlam? The Chelik HaBasar. So to highlight that, to emphasize that, he said, Likshayibana Beisa Mikdosh Avi Chatashvein. If it sounds familiar, because we once spoke this out, B'shem the Imri Emes. But the Chida himself said this teretz. That's Avi Chatashmeino, it's coming, L'Rabbis, that Chelik, and that's why Rabbi Yishmael said that he's going to have to be a Karmel Chatas, because he's going to have to be Mashum that. Rabbi Naftali Hamburger said, Dvarim Neflam with this. He said, this Yisoy, to answer the Magen Avraham's Kasha, the Mechaber, when he brings the Halacha, Toiv Leimer Karbonis, every morning, so the Magen Avraham brings all the Karbonis that you're supposed to say, Oyla, Mincha, and then he brings Chatas. And the Magen Avraham says, Nishalti, I was asked, so why did the Mechaber bring first Oyla, and then Chatas? Shouldn't the Mechaber brought first Chatas, and then Oyla, based on the mission beginning of Parakal HaTov, something that we've seen so many times, we had it even yesterday's daf, where the Halacha is, that the Chatas is always before the Oyla. The Oyla is the Dairin that comes after you get the Kapara, but the Chatas always comes before the Oyla. So why the Mechaber, when he says, say Karbonis, did he say first Oila and then Chatas? Shouldn't he have said first Chatas and then Oila? Said Rabbi Naftali Hamburger, if you're bringing a Chatas and an Oila, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, Avada the Chatas comes before the Oila. That's the Seder, first the Chatas and then the Oila. But today, Ba'avoyneinu, Harabim, we don't have the real Karbonis. What do we have? We're going to read Parashas HaKarbonis. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. Says Rabbi Naftali Hamburger, when you read a carbon, it's as if you were makir of the carbon. But that only works for the Chelik HaGvaya. It doesn't work for the Chelik that was Nechel. Even the Chelik that was Nechel for the Kayhanim. Says Rabbi Naftali Hamburger, if that's the case, the Chatos, when you're being oisik b'teiras hachatas, you're not bringing the chatas b'shleimos. Because you only have the chelik l'gvaya. But there's a chelik of the chatas that was nechal. By the kehanim, zichrei kahuna. But that chelik you don't have. Whereas when you bring the oilo, which is kulei kolol, it didn't have a chelik that was nechal l'kehanim. Being that there was no chelik that was nechal, the entire oilo was l'gvaya, so the oilo you could bring b'shleimos. So it's a shailo. Should I first say the chatas which I can't bring b'shleimos? Or should I say the oilo which I could bring b'shleimos? Of course the oilo is loy mishpat habachayr. That's what you should say first. So, it was chatas before the oila. But today it's going to be the oila before the chatas. Because the oila you can bring b'shleimos, the chatas you can't bring b'shleimos. And here's the punchline. And this is the aim-based medrash b'loi chiddush. Although this rates kedai repeating. Right? It's, what does the Rav always say? He has a good line. Anyways, so, says the chidah. Says the chidah. No. Says the chidah that the pasuk says, Zois teirasa oila. Hi ha'oila. And Chazal felt that the word hi ha'oila is miutar. It's extra. It's extra, right? Why is it extra? Why does it have to say hi ha'oila? There's a whole perek mizbeach mekadesh that's mevusis on that extra word. Hi ha'oila. Zokdel, derech hapshad. Zois teirasa oila. That's Chazal's drasha. Then to come to the oila, you should know he oila. Then when you're oisik b'teiras oila, it's the gantz oila. It's the same oila they were able to bring by the chatas and the asham and all these other karbanas. It's not the same because you're missing a chelik. Which chelik are you missing? You're missing the chelik that was nechal l'kayhanim. But the oila, which was kulei kalo, it's zois teiras oila. He oto he oila. It's mamish the oila. You're not missing anything.